Father, I ask that you would strengthen and reinforce me with mighty power in my spirit by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling my innermost being and personality. May Christ, through my faith in him, actually dwell, settle down, abide, and make his permanent home in my heart. I want to be rooted deep in your love and founded securely on your love. I want to have the power to understand with all God's people the experience of your love, every dimension of it, the width, the length, the height, and the depth of your love. I want to really come to know, both practically and for experience myself, the love of Christ, which goes far beyond just trying to understand it in my mind. I want to be filled through all my being with the fullness of God. I want to have the richest measure of your divine presence and become a person wholly filled and flooded with God himself. I believe that you, by the action of your power at work in me, are able to do this in my life. You are carrying out your purpose for my life and doing far over and above anything I could ever dare to ask, hope, or think. Infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Thank you for doing this in my life. And may you be glorified in me, in your church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. Forever and ever. Amen. I believe that God is, and that he is my rewarder because I diligently seek him. As I draw near to him, he has promised to draw near to me. As I seek him, inquire for him, and require him in my daily life, I believe that I will see his goodness here in this day. I have the mind of Christ. I hold the thoughts, feelings, plans, and purposes of his heart. And the thoughts and plans he has for me are good, not evil. There are plans to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me a future and a hope in which I can have a confident expectation regarding the final outcome. You see, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, my Lord. I am working out my salvation every day and bringing it into completion, but I'm not doing it in my own strength. It is God himself who is working in me, energizing me, and creating in me both the power and the desire to will and do what is pleasing to him. And he who began a good work in me will continue to accomplish it right up until Christ returns. He is faithful to develop that good work in me, and he is the one who is perfecting it and bringing it to full completion in me. I have nothing to fear in the process because God is with me. He is my Father, and I am his very own child. He strengthens me and hardens me to difficulties. He helps me, and he is holding me up with his victorious right hand so I will not fall. He will not in any way fail me or give me up or leave me without support. In fact, he will never leave me helpless or forsake me. He will never relax his loving hold on me. He loves me with an everlasting love, and he will continue his faithfulness toward me. I have arisen from depression and will finish the course of my life with joy. While there were times in the past when depression and circumstances kept me down, I've now arisen to a new life. I shine, and I am radiant with the glory of the Lord. His glory has risen upon me and is actually seen on me. And this glory upon me increases and is manifested and is recognized as being from him, because my love for him, from him, and to others abounds more and more, and so do the fruits of his righteousness in my life. I have learned how to be content and satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or disquieted in whatever state I may be in. I rejoice in the Lord always, and my gentleness, unselfishness, and considerateness are evident to all. In fact, no matter what challenges I face, none of these things shake me or move me out of my position with and in Him, because nothing can separate me from His love. I am always stable and steady in His presence. I recognize that to live is to be Christ's representative with His life in me, and to die is gain, the gain of entering the glory of an eternity with Him. And while there may have been times in my life that my yearning desire was to depart from this world and to be with Christ, I recognize that it is more needful and essential that I stay alive on this earth for the sake of those that the Lord has foreordained for me to minister to. Because I am absolutely convinced of this, I shall remain fixed and focused on His plans and consecrated to promote His purposes here on the earth. And I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. For God has called me back from the ends of the earth and the brink of destruction so that I would serve Him. He has chosen me and will not throw me away. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me. And the life I choose to live now, I live by the faith of the One who loved me and gave Himself for me. My life is no longer my own, and I do not esteem my life as dear to myself. I only desire to finish my course and to fulfill my God-given purpose, and to do it with joy. And I will fulfill the ministry and life calling that was entrusted to me by my Lord Jesus. He has called and sent me to enlighten, encourage, and guide individuals to discover their ability and capacity to know and be used by God, both in union and partnership with Him as His representatives. He has sent me to minister to the lost sheep of the house of God. He has enabled me to see into the hearts of men. He has sent me to minister joy and blessing, love and peace, for it's His anointing that destroys the yoke of every burden. And the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, to the poor and the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted in His name, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, the opening of the prisons to those who are bound, and the recovery of sight to those who are blind. I am going into all the world as His spokesman to the nations, and I have the strength to do all of these things because Christ empowers me. I am equal to anything that comes my way, because He infuses me with inner strength. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. He has qualified, anointed, and appointed me. And as I obey Him in love, all I put my hands to is blessed. Fear has no place in me. I'm not frightened or afraid or intimidated by anything that the enemy or my opponents try to throw my way, and this constancy and fearlessness are a clear sign to them of their impending destruction. It seals their defeat. This confidence that I have in Christ, which enables me to be without fear, is also evidence, a sure sign that my deliverance and salvation are from God. The battle is not mine, but God's, so I stand still and know that He is my God. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind of self-discipline. Perfect love casts out all fear, and because His love has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, fear has no place in me. I am strong and courageous, And I don't have anything to be afraid of because the Lord my God is with me wherever I go. Love always wins, and love is who I am. Every day, I am patient with imperfect people. I am kind and am always actively doing good. I do not envy, and because I am non-possessive and non-competitive, I actually want others to succeed and get ahead. I do not parade myself. I make myself inconspicuous and am not a show-off. I am not puffed up in pride, and I do not treat others arrogantly. I do not behave rudely, but I display good manners and courtesy to others. I do not seek my own way, insisting on my own rights and demanding precedence, but I am unselfish. I am not easily provoked. In fact, I'm not irritable or touchy, rough or hostile, but I am always graceful under pressure. I think no evil and do not keep an account of wrongs done to me. Instead, I erase resentments. I do not rejoice in iniquity and do not find satisfaction in the shortcomings of others or in spreading an evil report. Instead, I rejoice in the truth and aggressively advertise the good. I bear all things, defending and holding other people up. I believe the best about others, credit them with good intentions, and I am not suspicious. I have hope in all things, never giving up on people, and I always affirm their future. I endure all things, persevering and remaining loyal to the end. And I don't just love in theory or in speech, but I love in action and in truth, in practice and in sincerity. And by loving and treasuring God's word, I come to know him more, and his love in me and my love for him reaches maturity. At the foundation of all, I am able to love God because I have a revelation that he first loved me. He gave his best, his son Jesus. He gives his best always because every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. There is no darkness in him, and he is constant. He does not shift and change like the shadows of day. I know both from what I have seen and what I have experienced, the love that God cherishes for me. In union and communion with him, his perfect love is brought to completion in me. Daily, I am coming to know, practically and through experience for myself, the love of Christ, which far surpasses knowledge without experience. And because of this, I am daily filled through all my being with the fullness of God. And I live out of the richest measure of his divine presence, which enables us to be a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. I am rooted deep in love and founded securely on love. And because he loves me so very much, I am able to love myself and others too. Not only that, but in loving others, I come to know God all the more. And in loving my brothers and sisters in the family of God, all men will know that I am one of his disciples. I increase and excel and overflow in love for those in the body of Christ and for all people. And as a result, Christ strengthens and establishes my heart as faultlessly pure and unblameable in holiness. When I am loving my fellow believers, I am abiding in Christ and have no occasion for stumbling or cause for error or sin. Truly, I love God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and I love my neighbor as I love myself. The evidence of my love for God is this, that I do his commands, watchfully obey his orders, observe his suggestions, follow his plan for me, and habitually practice what is pleasing to Him. Faith is what pleases Him, and my faith always works because faith works by love, and love always wins. My family dwells in the secret place of the Most High and remains stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, against whose power no foe can withstand. We will say of the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress, our God, and on Him we lean and rely, and in Him we confidently place our trust. For He has delivered my family and rescued us from every trap. He even protects us from deadly disease. He has covered us with His feathers, and under His wings we trust and find our refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield, our armor, and our protection. My family is not afraid of any terror in the night, or of any evil plots and slanders of the wicked that would try to fly at us by day. We don't dread any disease that stalks in darkness, and we do not fear any threat of destruction or sudden death that would try to surprise and destroy at midday. Though 1,000 may fall at our side, and though 10,000 may be dying all around us, these evils will not touch my family. We will only be spectators, watching but inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High as we watch and witness the reward of the wicked. Because our family has made the Lord our refuge and the Most High our dwelling place, no evil can conquer us, and no plague or calamity can come near our bodies or our homes. For He has given His angels special charge over us to accompany and defend and preserve us in all our ways of obedience and service. Our angels shall bear us up on their hands so we won't even hurt a foot on a stone. My family tramples on lions and cobras. We even crush fierce lions and serpents under our feet. And because my family has set our love upon Him, God has promised to deliver us. He has set us on high because we know and understand His name. We each have a personal knowledge of His mercy, love, and kindness, and we trust and rely on Him, knowing that He will never forsake us. No, never. Daily we call upon Him, and He answers us. He is with us in trouble, and He has promised to deliver us and honor us. Our God is satisfying each member of my family with long life, and He is continually revealing and giving to us His salvation.